Welcome to Business Lines Podcast. I'm Jyoti Datta. Today in the NDA 10 series, we take a look at how healthcare and pharmaceuticals have fared in the last 10 years. We've seen some of the most tumultuous years when it comes to health, with COVID grinding our lives to a halt in many ways. But in the last decade, schemes like the Ayushman Bharat, the health insurance scheme, or the Jan Aushadhi stores that sell less expensive medicines have evolved and grown in strength. The pharmaceutical sector has built on existing legacy in supplying to the rest of the world, and sectors like medical devices and diagnostics have also emerged. But there's much to be done in terms of healthcare spending, medicine procurement, access, affordability, and quality issues. And giving us his take on how health has fared in the last decade, we have with us former Union Health Secretary, Mr. JVR Prasada Rao. Thank you, Mr. Rao, for being with us.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Rao, how do you think health and pharmaceuticals have fared in the last 10 years? I mean, you've seen, a good part of the evolution. And if you were to score the performance in one on a 1 to 5 scale, what would that be?
Yeah, first, let me come to the performance of the health sector and the pharma sector. So I think separately, I would like to take it up. Because the health sector, I think we still have a population growth of 1.6%. I think we have almost one third of the people who are young people. And added to that, we have about an elderly population of about 100 million, which is a big new challenge for the policymakers. But in the middle of all these challenges, I think the health sector has done quite well in the last 10 years. I would say it started with the National Health Policy of 2017, I think, which set the agenda. It is a very comprehensive policy document which has come after almost 17 years after the last one in 2000. And it addresses several aspects, including the social determinants of health. That means the contributory factors which lead to good health or bad health among the people. I think that was one, I would say, relatively neglected part of the earlier policies. But I think this one has brought very much into prominence. That is a good beginning. And added to that, as you have rightly said, the big initiative on Ayushman Bharat. Before that, of course, you had the Prime Minister's Swasthya Yojana was there, the sanitation drive that he started. But I think the real big initiative in health is the Ayushman Bharat, which essentially has two components. 1,17,000 odd health and wellness centers, which are supposed to be established across the country. I think many of them must have been established. And second part is the insurance coverage, the PMJAY, as we call, coverage of insurance up to 5 lakhs of rupees to almost about more than half the, about 500 million people in the country. I think that is a huge challenge, which I think we have been facing earlier. I think that has been effectively countered by these two things. And added to that, the third one is the Jan Aushadhi scheme, which is a very good complementary project, because without the provision of medicines, cheap medicines and also affordable medicines to people, it is very difficult to close that gap and to bring down the out-of-pocket expenditure. So those have been very good initiatives. And also in terms of the control of infant mortality and maternal mortality also, I think we have made very impressive gains. The MR has come down to below 25 now, and the MMR, the maternal mortality ratio, is about 103, I think, in 2017-19. I think it must have come down further. So these are the two very important indicators which we can see, which are great achievements of the government. And in terms of the out-of-pocket expenditure also, which was troubling the policymakers for a long time, I think it has come down to less than 45% from about 62% in 2014-15. I think which is again a big dent on poverty and impoverishment of people, I think, has been made because of that. And the government health expenditure also, as a percentage of GDP, has gone up. But there is a bit of controversy on that, because the international agencies like WHO and World Bank, they are saying that the figure is somewhere around 1.35 to 1.5. But government says that it is about 2.1. But government's figures are basically the budgeted figure. But ultimately, when we look at healthcare expenditure, you need to look at the expenditure, actual expenditure. So I think these two need to be reconciled. I think it's time that the government and these international agencies sit together and come out with a credible number as to what is the percentage of GDP that we are spending, government is spending at both central government as well as the state governments on healthcare. I think that is very essential for the common people in the country so that there's no confusion, information coming from two or three different sources. So overall, I think even the primary healthcare, the policy says the primary healthcare spending should be about 70%. It has already come up from about 51% to, I think, to about 56%. So that is a good progress, I think, that has been made. Now, in the pharma sector, that's the second one, there has been very impressive progress, I would say, that the total turnover pharma sector is about 43 billion today. And out of them, the exports themselves is about $25 billion, which is really very impressive. And most of these exports have gone to not just to the African countries or developing countries only, even to developed countries. The NAFTA is, I think, one of the regions which are the largest imports of generic drugs from India. And the share in the global market also has increased to about 5.7%. And more important, out of the 20 generic companies in the world, top generic companies, 8 are from India. So we are definitely a pharmacy of the world. And in terms of vaccine development also, I think it's a great affirmation that WHO sourced vaccines. About 65 to 70% of them come from India. I mean, which again is very, very impressive progress. And in COVID, we have seen the way the pharma sector has responded to the COVID challenges, the way the two vaccines, I think, has really come up in record time, and they have been able to cater to the huge demand. The internal demand itself was huge. It has been able to done. Apart from that, the infrastructure we have been able to create in terms of diagnostics and also in terms of the labs, etc., that have been created, both in government as well as in the private sector, has been really impressive. I would say that both in the health and pharma sectors, we have done a lot. And if you ask about giving a number, I don't think I would like to give a composite figure, but the pharma sector definitely came out very strongly in terms of the performance. I think out of five, I think I would say maybe 4 to 4.5 anytime we'll be able to give to pharma sector. But health sector, because of the enormous challenges which are still existing, I would say definitely full credit should go to the sector. I think the performance can still be put around 3.5 to 4. I would say 4. So that is the overall assessment of the performance of both sectors.
That is a reasonably high score, given, as you pointed out, the enormous challenges that sort of remain in the country. What would you see as the key initiatives that really took center stage in the last 10 years? I mean, right now we hear a lot about the PLI schemes, but over the last 10 years, what would you sort of outline?
I think apart from the health policy, I would say that there have been some important legislative initiatives which have been taken by the government. Like, for example, the Mental Health Act, which has come up. For a long time, mental health has not been recognized as an important issue in this country. I think that is something which I think that gap has been filled up now. And secondly, the portion abhiyan, the nutrition. You know, nutrition has been a very big challenge. Even now, it continues to be a big challenge. Even the Prime Minister has spoken a number of times about the nutritional status of the people, especially the children and the girl children. So the portion abhiyan to tackle malnutrition, it is a good initiative, but I think there's still lots of challenges which remain there. The Maternity Benefits Act 2016, where the maternity leave for employees has been increased from 12 to 26 weeks, is also a good example of inclusivity, I think, which is a big support for women. Then the PM Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission, I would rate this as a very good initiative. Because whatever we may say in terms of investment, unless you create matching infrastructure, especially at the primary health center level, you will not be able to deliver services. So I think this has been the right emphasis that in a big pan-India health infrastructure scheme, which has been launched, this should definitely make a big difference in terms of strengthening the health infrastructure, especially primary health infrastructure in the country, and elimination of maternal and neonatal status by 2015. I think is also a very good achievement, which has been achieved. I think over years of progress, that we have been able to achieve the elimination levels for this. So some of these legislative and policy initiatives that government has taken in the last 10 years, ultimately resulted in some of these impressive performances that you are seeing. In pharma sector also, for example, the 100% FDI allowed for greenfield investments. Then the latest is the innovation-based growth, which need to be provided the next 5 years. I think that's again, because ultimately we are growing, but the innovation also has to grow matchingly. Unless there is new research in the country, new drugs are invented within the country, new molecules are invented. You see, we will not be able to really come and accept the challenges. For which one important policy initiatives that government has taken is industry-academic linkage. Because you have great people in the academic field, similarly on the industry. But the linkage between the two and the exchange of people between the industry and the academic institutions need to happen in the country like what we see in developed countries. I think these are some of the important initiatives that government has taken which resulted in this impressive performance.
Excellent points you make, especially on mental health and nutrition being center staged. And of course, with the beefing up of healthcare infrastructure. So that brings us to my final question, which is, we still have many more mountains to scale. So what do you see as the challenges that remain to be addressed?
I would still say that health expenditure is a major challenge. We need to still spend a lot more on public health expenditure because the private sector has grown, enormously grown in the last so many years. The tertiary sector has grown. But in COVID itself, we have seen that, the way they started profiteering and then the way started exploitation, and it is still beyond the reach of, leave alone the common people, even the middle class people. Today, private healthcare, especially tertiary healthcare, is just unreachable. So that is a major challenge. How do we make healthcare reachable to people, quality healthcare, not just anything? I think that still remains to be a major challenge for the government to address. And for which, I think the only answer is to strengthen the public health infrastructure. Because health and education are two areas where government need to spend much more than what probably the policy formulations talk about. And in health, for example, the health expenditure has to be 2.5%, not just the budgets. The actual money that is spent in the field, that has to be 2.5%, even more. And that money should go into the primary health infrastructure. And I hope the new infrastructure mission will address some of these gaps. And this Ayushman Bharat scheme also, I mentioned about these three components, the wellness centers and the insurance coverage, and then the aushadhalayas. There need to be a good coordination between these three. So that wherever there is a wellness center, we must ensure that drugs are available, affordable prices are even free of cost for poor people. I think those two need to be complemented. And only those cases which need a referral to secondary and tertiary care should go to the other second component of health insurance. So that sort of a complementarity need to come in between these three things, I think, which still need to be achieved. And the availability of drugs and stockout challenges, especially in the Jan Aushadhi Aushadhalayas, I think is a big challenge because throughout the country, the demand for drugs is so huge, but our procurement mechanisms are still not able to address that big challenge because sometimes you hear about stockouts and the moment there is a stockout for a long time, people lose confidence in the schemes. So it is very essential that we need to maintain the supply chain, need to maintain the cold chain also in case of vaccines to see that stockouts do not happen. I think that is a big, big issue which need to be addressed. And the out-of-pocket expenditure also, as I said, it has come down. It's still 50%. I think it needs to come down drastically further so that it will have a big impact on poverty. And in terms of disease control, we have several targets for 2025 for HIV, for TB, for malaria, for leprosy, many of these communicable diseases. But we are definitely making progress, but not fast enough to achieve some of those intermediate and final targets for 2030. I think that need to be carefully monitored. If necessary, new innovations have to be brought in. And then you need to mobilize the communities a lot more. Today, the government-community link-up, I think, need to be strengthened. Because if you really want to have identification of people at the last mile, bringing them to healthcare facilities, etc., the involvement of communities is very important. Because this one area which still remains a major challenge, I think, which need to be addressed. But yes, these challenges are there, not just today. They have been there for some time. But it's high time, I think, they need to be addressed so that once for all, we cross many of these hurdles and we can go we want to turn into a developed country. So unless you improve your health and education sectors, you know that becoming a developed country is really a major challenge. I think health definitely need to get a lot more priority in the next few years. Thank you.
Right, absolutely. Also with pharmaceuticals, since you raised this right at the beginning, you know, there are issues that we keep hearing of in terms of quality, whether it's in the country or outside. So that I think also would require a concentrated focus or effort.
Absolutely, because the credibility of the export market depends a lot on the quality. And occasionally when we hear about these cases of low quality drugs and vaccines, I think that really affects the performance of the entire sector. So we need to be very careful about quality control. I think we need to strengthen the drug control organization. I would say it is expanded, but I think it needs a lot more strengthening so that delays do not happen there for approvals, and also quality standards are properly maintained. And the major challenge in our country is the drug licensing is a decentralized area. The government of India can give licenses, the states also can give licenses. So many times you find substandard drugs coming into the market because of this dual control. I think this problem need to be resolved. Because there has to be one single standard, and that should be maintained by everyone, whether it's central government or state government. And the drug controllers at the state level and central government level need to work together to see that those standards are not compromised. If you don't do that, then you are losing your credibility not only in the country, but even outside in the world. I think which will have a big impact on your export performance.
Absolutely. So these are areas that need to be focused on. With that, we draw this conversation to a close. Thank you so much, Mr. Rao, for your insights. And
thank you very much. Thank you.